at that time when they actually pulled the baby from me, I was still in the process of feeding my child, breastfeeding my child. So I really feel very useless and helpless. I'm Sabrina. I was a drug abuser and I'm clean for 14 years. When I was young, I would always feel that I'm unwanted. I always feel that my parents don't really love me. I started working with marijuana when I was 11. A couple of years later, I started going to heroin and then slowly to ecstasy, ketamine, and then ice. I only realized that I'm actually cannot control my drug usage when I started to spend all my money on drugs. I started to think of how to earn easy money just to buy my drugs.
What was the most desperate thing you did to get money for drugs?
Selling my own body. I gave birth to my third and fourth child while I was serving my sentence in prison. Of course, I'm sad there's no toys for my son, but as an inmate, right, we are able to create our own toy. Just like our oranges or our apples to make it like balls. I felt very meaningful. You know, I'm able to spend every single minute with him and actually understand the growth of a newborn.
What was the toughest part being a mother struggling with addiction?
When the child can't stop crying and we get agitated, and then half of us wants to protect the child and half of us basically unable to be there for our child. My fourth child was taken away from me soon after birth. They actually pulled the baby from me. I was still in the process of feeding my child, breastfeeding my child. So I really feel very useless and helpless. That was my turning point to stay clean. They love my Maggi noodle actually. That's me to say no lah. Okay, but actually they like the curry noodle, right? They like the mac, my mac and cheese also. Still, at times, I do feel like taking drugs also, especially when my friend asked me whether Sabrina, I want to smoke or not, this kind of thing. So it's like, I'm able to actually turn around and say no, then I just walk away. At times, I do feel like giving up, but at times, I also feel I feel thankful that there's so much community help. I don't think that the trigger has just gone away. It will always still be there at the back of my head. Our recovery journey only ends on our deathbed. So we have to take our step very carefully every day. This is my True Care Hero Award. Where I got it in 2005, last year. I got two awards at the same time, yeah. Now I'm working at Yellow Ribbon Cares as a program executive for the reintegration teams, where I go to prison to do sharing, giving talks, and also run program. I'm also running women support group and also co-facilitating mother support group in Yellow Ribbon Cares.
How does it feel for you to do this now?
It's actually a booster for me. It makes me feel wonderful that I'm able to actually give back to the community lah. Because last time I feel useless, right? And broken, but now I'm actually someone there actually helping the others.